Hi, this is Eric Massa again. I apologize, one of the challenges of being at home with our puppies. I hope everyone can hear me okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So we were talking about Afghanistan. And the question was, have I been in communication or received feedback from other members of Congress, either on the president's reported position, which has been now denied by the White House, or mine? Now, I have received a significant amount of feedback from fellow members of Congress of both parties about my position with respect to Afghanistan. It has been overwhelmingly in support to date. There will be a great deal of debate about this. But I think, like the American people, members of Congress are uneasy about the expenditure of so many lives and so much money to do something that is not fully understood. There is no stated mission. What is it? What are the goals of the expenditures of $100 million a day? And these are very basic questions that have to be answered. And if that answer is to create an Afghan national identity, then it's time to come home, as I have repeatedly stated. Any other questions this morning?
If the president does decide to send the 40,000 troops to Afghanistan, does he need permission from Congress?
No, he does not need permission from Congress. The president, acting as the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Services, can act on his own. This will need to be funded, and according to the United States Constitution, the only authorizing body to fund these military activities is the House of Representatives. So sooner or later, this issue will come before us.
Do you know when?
No, I do not. It is a function of the normal appropriations and budgetary process. I have said since day one that I adamantly will not support supplemental appropriations to fund these activities. Now, that was a tremendous problem that we had in the previous administration. It caused huge challenges within the procurement process for both the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security, and I am not in support of that.
Once the troops are in Afghanistan, doesn't that make the vote to not fund them much more difficult?
Well, see, this is why it's important to get right, because those who have no understanding of the issue will always claim that somehow this is a vote to not support the troops. And this is exactly what gets us into these incredibly difficult situations, which is why I have decided early, before this decision is made, to make my position very clearly known, so that nobody can accuse me of not supporting the troops. We best support the troops when we have a clear, definable, and achievable mission for them.